Coming of age in Mexico City, Mariana de Miguel made music.
I was in a Mexican like DJ collective. I came out of high school and I started playing with my high school friends. I had a band and then everybody there was a DJ, so I learned.
She ditched film school, her original plan to play DJ sets across the city, and she began releasing her own music under the moniker Girl Ultra.
Well, I was kind of focused in R&B in Spanish mainly, because it was a path that wasn't really explored in my country, in Mexico. Like, R&B got infiltrated in pop music from the 90s, from the 2000s, but there was not really like a scene, so that felt like a challenge for me, and I accepted it. Ya veo que está de más
volver a recordar. She made a name for herself in Spanish R&B, but in her new EP, El Sur, a nod to the south side of Mexico City, she shifts back to some of those original DJ house music influences of her youth.
I really wanted to do something different with my voice and with the delivery of who Girl Ultra is.
She says there's one track on the EP called Bombay that exemplifies that unexpected sound. The song kicks off with a four-on-the-floor rhythmic pattern that's very popular in electronic dance music.
Then it comes from a very low register verse that I never explored, like that kind of register in the rest of my songs, and it's fun to do that.
And there's a familiar sample underneath.
It started as a joke, sampling the part of like LL Cool J and J-Lo song, like the zin zin zin. And it sounded like a hook to me. The chorus say, you and me, what's the worst that can happen? We just get high, we touch the sky, and nobody can bring us like back to the floor, you know?
Mariana says the song represents that feeling of hitting things off with a stranger at a party and running away to a secret corner together. Llévame para Bombay, traigo mi favorite
string, pa' no dormir porque te gusta la. Then the chorus, and then everything explodes, and it's pretty fun. It's even pretty fun to see how people react to it live. They just go insane. I never expected to see people having that much fun in a show of mine.
Girl Ultra is currently touring across the country, and she says the audience's interaction with her new material differs a lot from her old stuff.
R&B is more ethereal, you know? Like, you give freedom for people to interpret it and to move their bodies the way they want. But when you give people club music or rock music, they just react to it naturally.
This EP and this song came out of a time where Mariana lived with her producer with the studio right above her apartment.
I was craving of movement. Like, when I was making this EP, I was in total stillness.
It was a zen working environment, which contrasted strongly with the music they were working on.
It was the fastest paced music that I've ever done and the most energetic, so it feels good to just give life to it.
And Bombay, she says, is the peak of that energy, which is why every night with a live band, she plays it as the encore to end her set.